And here we are, another episode, another day here on the good old Wanna Mix podcast. I'm DJ Riddler Rob, alongside...
his very special co-host, that emo kid Mark. Rob, how you doing on this glorious Friday?
Oh, emo kid Mark, I'm doing swell. I've not said swell in a long time, I don't know why. I just started saying swell.
Hey, maybe it's because we're in a good mood today.
You know what? The sun's out. The snow's starting to melt a little bit. Speaking of the snow, Mark, have you been playing in the snow?
I've been working in the snow. Haven't been playing in the snow.
What? Mark, come on. You're an emo kid. Emo people do play in the snow.
We do play in the snow when we have friends, but emo people don't have friends.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
No, it's not true at all. We have many friends.
So, Mark, update me. What's been going on since episode, what? Now we're on three now? This is three. Well, two was the last episode?
I think this is episode three for you.
I think so, yeah. See, I can't even keep track of my episodes.
I try to keep track of my episodes. Finding Emo only dropped two podcasts so far this year.
I think this is the third that I'm doing. So
yeah, no, it is the third one.
So Mark, what's going on so far since we last spoke and everything else?
Can we just talk about first off that let's before we get into that, let's talk about what happened today with Murphy, with everything that he.
Oh yes, Mark, how do you feel about indoor dining, 35% capacity, 150 people max, and also the 10 o'clock ban has been lifted?
All right, first off, I love that the 10 o'clock ban has been lifted. Now when I want to go drink and go out with friends, I can actually go do so and stay out late.
There you go.
This also means that the bar service and casino floors are now 24 hours once again.
Oh, they are because Murphy made it that way?
Yep.
Oh, interesting. But the thing is, you can't still go to in front of a bar and sit in front of the bar like a normal person.
No, you still can't sit at the bar, but you're able to drink on the floor now again.
Yeah. I mean, I was even thinking about that too, Mark, because I was like, because I'm trying, like, as you know, I'm trying to reopen the DJ business safely and slowly. And I was thinking, like, can I still do DJing? But then I'm like, I don't think so yet.
I mean, you could. There's possibility of that happening.
Yeah, but Mark, I mean, like, do you think this is too soon, or do you? What is your take on this?
I wouldn't say it's too soon. I think that we're slowly starting to reopen, and also there's something about a limit, a 35% limit to also indoor venues. So some small clubs like comedy clubs or small event centers or you know anywhere where you can get a name in and start bringing money back.
Well, I've been hearing that the PNC Bank is still doing concerts for the summer. They're planning on booking.
Yes, they are planning on having concerts this summer, as long as it doesn't get pushed till 2022. The only thing you can't do is you can't drink. I saw somewhere where it's either you can't drink and you're not allowed to tailgate.
Boo.
I think it's more than not tailgating part. I believe you can still drink, but... Yes, here's the thing. Yes, I'm looking forward to going back to concerts. No, I'm not looking forward for the amount of money I have to put out for said shows. This means I'll be going to less shows if... Basically, it's... what's that fucking word? Supply and demand.
Supply and demand, yeah.
People want to go back touring, so if your $20 show is now your $30 show. Your $30 show is now your $40 to $50 show, depending on where you go. Tickets are going to be up, and people are going to expect it. Don't complain about it.
Well, Mark, you know everything's going to be going up because you know how much business has been lost? I mean, think about it that way.
I mean, a lot of business has been lost during this, but you know what? It looks like we are slowly, things are slowly getting back together.
Mark, why do I get the funny feeling in my bones that tonight you will be at your usual place drinking?
I actually won't be. I have work tonight.
What? That is a shot. Well, if you didn't have work, you would be.
Speaking of working the weekend, let's have our Super Bowl predictions.
Oh, you really want to go there, Mark?
Yeah, I really want to go there. I mean, okay. It is Friday. The Super Yes. Bowl is this weekend. We do talk sports.
We do. So I'm actually, you know what? Put aside the two teams. I'm actually excited for the halftime show. Seeing the weekend, and then there is a big rumor that Ariana Grande is going to be with the weekend. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
I was about to ask on who the halftime show was. The weekend. I mean, okay.
You know the song. I feel it coming. I can't feel my face without you.
Then, or that fun, that fucking song called "Lights" that is everywhere.
I say, ooh, I'm blinded by the lights.
Yeah, I'm looking forward for the halftime show. I mean, last year, Shakira and J-Lo, like, wow, that was amazing.
I'll still never forget. What Super Bowl was it? It was one Super Bowl where Janet Jackson had a wardrobe malfunction.
It was the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl, I believe.
I think you're right. Yeah, I'll never forget seeing it. I was like,
the Eagles-Patriots, or it was either Carolina Patriots.
Could be. But I mean, being a former, like, well, not former, but being a Patriots fan, I still got to root for Tom Brady. I'm sorry. And I think this is Tom Brady's last season.
Yeah, I agree.
I think after this, you know, he's done.
And now to talk about my life, while we're in the middle of talking, the ex-girlfriend of mine, she actually texted me saying how she found a hat that was lost.
Mm-hmm.
So she ordered me a new one. And I got that in the mail, which I appreciate it.
See, Mark, she still cares about you.
Wait. Okay. I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
So then she found the hat and decided to send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But after she told me that she sent the hat, she then asked me if I wanted to be friends again. Not right now, but down the road.
Oh, I
denied it.
You want
I'm like, look, I've been happier lately. I've been working on my life. I've been trying to get things to where I want it to be, slow and steady. I just have to work on getting a lot of shit done at the dentist, and I got to worry about getting my license. So you know what? If I'm not good enough to date you, why do you think I'm good enough to be your friend?
Well, it brings me to that movie. I hate to bring movies into this, but it brings me to that movie with Ryan Reynolds in it called Just Friends. Because, like, okay, you date somebody, and then automatically you're in the friend zone. Like, what the fuck is up with that? Like, come on. The friend zone should not exist.
This is our third. Well, I mean, that's how girls have guy friends. It's a friend zone. But, I mean, I've been happier without having said ex-girlfriend in my life, so I've been doing better.
Mark, I think we need to send you to Las Vegas.
Soon.
No, the reason was because you can get a girl like that on the spot.
Oh, I should also let you know that March, I believe the first weekend in March, I'm actually going to Atlantic City, and I'm going to a wrestling event being held inside the Showboat.
Yeah, speaking of wrestling, I don't know if it's wrestling. I think it's more like celebrity boxing. So, do you know who's so Aaron Carter? Remember, his former, brother of the Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter. So he's boxing some dude. I gotta look it up, but he's boxing some black guy, and I would really love to see that. And that's entertainment for me. So now I'm looking that up as we were talking. So Aaron Carter boxing. Okay. So he's going to be boxing Lamar Odom.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And that's happening this summer. And it's going to be funny to see that. I'm putting my money on the black guy.
The basketball player?
Yes. Come on. Aaron Carter, number one. he's have you seen what he looks like lately, Mark?
Yeah, I have.
The dude's got tattoos all over his face. He always looks like he's dead tired. Okay. I don't know if he I'm not saying anything about anyone that smokes marijuana. Do whatever you want. You know, plead your own case. But I think he does more than shoot marijuana than the smokes weed.
Shoots marijuana.
Yeah. Well.
Oh my god.
Shut up, Mark. I was, you know.
Lamar Odom used to be a basketball player, and he used to date one of the Kardashians.
So maybe that's why. I wonder why. But why is he? Why would Aaron Carter want to go against him?
Why not? What else are celebrities and ex NBA players doing nowadays? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but Mark, come on. Even you would know to put your money on Lamar Odom.
Okay, let's talk about how YouTuber Jake Paul is now a fucking boxer.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my god.
He knocked out some fucking dude in a cage not too long ago.
Interesting.
And knocked out some guy in the boxing ring. So yeah, let's talk about that. How some YouTubers are now turning into professional boxers.
Oh my god.
Not gonna lie, Jake Paul is pretty damn good.
But are you? But well, let me ask you this: if you were to see that boxing match this summer between Aaron Carter and Lamar Odom, who would you put your money on?
Let's just say, if you did. Honestly, Lamar Odom.
So you think Aaron Carter could get his ass whipped?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I honestly think Aaron Carter is going to get his ass whipped.
And you know what? I'm going to be there in the front. Well, not the front row, but I'm going to be there watching on the television. And just laughing my ass off and be like, you moron.
You know what? When it comes time and the fight happens, let's put money on it.
Well, okay. Instead of money, why don't we put a drink and a shot on it, Mark? We're adults so here.
Okay, so you're getting too... hey, don't bet too. It's called sports betting. So you're getting way too cocky about your Aaron Carter winning. Now the fact that I want to put money on it.
No. I already told you that Lamar Odom is going to kick Aaron Carter's ass.
Oh, you just said Aaron Carter is going to kick Lamar Odom's ass.
Well, I take it back what I said.
Oh. So now you're going to take it back. All right, but, I see how it is.
For fun, let's do it anyway. Okay, let's say if I did say, which I probably did, and I just don't remember. Let's say if I did say, Aaron Carter's going to get his ass handed to him, or vice versa. So I'll root for Aaron Carter. You for Lamar Odom, and whoever wins right,
gets $100.
No, gets a beer and a shot.
Oh come on, you won't fucking
no, Mark,
bet $100.
Mark, with the pandemic and everything, can you really bet now?
With the amount of times, with the random trip I took to PA and the random trip I took to Atlantic City. Yeah, I can bet $100 right now. Sure, let's do it.
I don't know, man. But, well, I mean,
I accept Venmo and Cash App.
But, you know, I mean, bills have to be paid, my friend.
Hey, it's not until summer. Who knows?
But I'm willing to shake on a beer and a shot.
All right, I'm willing to shake on a cocktail and a shot. I don't like beer that much.
Okay, then whatever. The drink of your choice, and the shot of your choice.
And it's not going to be a single shot either. It's going to be a double shot in my drink.
All right. Well, you can take if you win, I'll get you a double. If
word.
If you lose, you owe me a. Let's see. You owe me a Coors Light.
Okay.
And a, what do you call it? SoCo and Lime.
Easy.
Okay?
All right.
So we have all the way from now until the summer. And there's
that. When in the summer?
I don't know. To fight Aaron Carter in three-round exhibition on June 12th. So it's way before our birthdays, Mark.
Okay.
So I think we have plenty of time from now until June 12th to see who's going to take, you know, who's going to really fight.
I'm so for this.
But I know for a fact that you're rooting for Kansas City this weekend. Speaking of
sports. I would like to see Kansas City win because I do like
no, Andy Reid. You're going to be like this guy. I like to see Kansas City win because I don't care for Tom Brady. Everybody's the same shit with Tom Brady.
I grew up watching Andy Reid and the Philadelphia Eagles with Donovan McNabb, Terrell Owens, and Brian Westbrook. I grew up watching Andy Reid coaching the Eagles, and it would be cool to see him get another ring with the Chiefs. I mean, as much as people talk shit about Tom Brady, he is a great quarterback. It would be cool to see him have another Super Bowl ring with a team that's not the Patriots. And there's been no scandals or Tom Brady cheating this year with the Bucks. So, honestly, if Tom Brady does win, congratulations. If he can get another Super Bowl ring being 40 years old, good for him.
Well, he's also got his buddy on his team too, Gronk.
Yeah, Gronkowski.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I've not watched football at all this year. So I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to see, you know, what happens. I would like to see the outcome of this game.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But here's the sucky part. It's going to snow on Super Bowl Sunday. So hopefully
I know, and I have to work Sunday.
Oh, you have to work Sunday? What, during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I got to work the overnight.
Do you want me to put Walter in a little minivan and then he can hack into the Wawa security camera and just put on the game for you?
Oh, yeah, sure. I would love that. I mean, it's not like the NFL app on my phone and I can stream the Super Bowl.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
If you have the NFL Network app and if you have the NFL app, you don't have to be a sign-in provider. But if you're in the NFL app and the Super Bowl is being televised on like Fox, CBS, NBC, you know, shit like that, you can watch the game on your cell phone. Like, I was hanging out with friends, and I was hanging out during the summer with friends, and I was out and about, and the Steelers were on either CBS or like NBC Sunday night, and I'm fucking streaming the game on my phone while I'm hanging out with friends.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. I actually thought of you today, Mark, because I was, I had to run a, where did I have to go? I had to pick up something. So I had to run an errand. And some dude was driving, and he had a sticker of a Boston Red Sox. So I was like, I'm like, Mark's throwing it in my face, isn't he? So we'll have to see. But you know what? I got to give kudos to the Yankees because they re-signed DJ LeMahieu. Ooh.
And speaking of Boston, Dustin Pedroia announced retirement.
Good. I'm so happy.
He's a great baseball player.
I can sleep better, and I know Dustin Pedroia is no longer on the Red Sox right now.
I may hate certain baseball teams or don't like them, but I do respect certain players on teams. I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, okay. Because you guys gave kudos to Derek Jeter when he retired. I'll give kudos to Pedroia. Because, you know, I mean, Derek Jeter was an amazing baseball player. Still is. Of all time. And you know what? Dustin Pedroia falls in that category. I can't, you know, he did whip the Yankees ass a lot. So I can't really bitch about him too much. So.
No, yeah. I totally agree.
I see you've been keep up your Twitch channel there, Mark.
Yeah, I've been streaming a lot every other night. I've been trying to keep it going, keep the flow going. I'm trying to stream on nights I have off or nights I'm actually around and able to do it.
I still don't know how you do it, dude. Like when you work your shifts, I really can't do what you do. I can't do the graveyard shift.
Trying to mix a social life while working is kind of hard to do, but at the same time,
you have your buddies or you work with. You have people that you work with that actually you are like your friends as well, because you just work with them. Doesn't mean, you know, that's it.
No, you're right about that. I played Grand Theft Auto with one of my coworkers.
See? There you go. And I bet you 9 to 1, you've hung out with your coworkers outside of where your work establishment is.
Oh, yeah. A few times I've hung out with coworkers outside of work.
See? See? It happens, man. It sure happens. So I'm kind of curious, who was this friend that you were having to come on this podcast, but apparently we started early? Who's this friend that do I know this person?
No. My friend I'm hanging out with.
Oh, you're hanging out with now?
Yeah, I'm waiting for her to come over.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Is she just a friend, or is she potential? I mean, I don't know, Mark.
She's a friend.
Fill the audience in.
She's a friend. I'm not gonna get too much into I'm not getting into personal details about anything going on right now. I'd rather, you know, keep things quiet.
Gotcha.
Keep things personal.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I see you shaved.
Yes, I shaved. I now have a baby face again.
Oh, my God. Now, watch out, stores in New Jersey. Make sure you card Mark because of his baby face.
Yes, I know. I look like a child.
Dude, did you get my M&M GIF that I sent you?
I don't know.
I gave you the classic Shady's back.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, but that Shady thing will never die.
Oh no, it'll never die.
No, it won't. No, absolutely not.
You said the word M&M's, and now I'm like, yo, I want M&M's.
Hey, you're the one that got me into steamed dumplings. I was unsure because I'm going to have Chinese for dinner, but I was unsure of what to order.
Yeah, steamed dumplings actually sound pretty amazing right now. Not
really?
Not going to lie. Yeah.
So did I convince you maybe to order steamed dumplings?
Depends on what my friend wants when she gets here. I'm not sure what we're doing for dinner.
Well, and Mark, be careful when you go out for Super Bowl because it's supposed to snow again.
I'm going to be home.
Ah. Did you get much snow by
you? Yeah. Yeah, we did. We got a lot of snow, and we're getting more snow on Sunday.
Ugh. Mark, I'm ready for Florida. I'm ready for beach. I'm ready for warmer weather.
Oh, I feel that.
I really am. I mean, I'm sick of this winter, and I just want to, you know.
No, I can agree.
You know.
I can totally agree. I'm sick of winter, too.
Yeah, I just can't. I just can't.
I'm also happy that NASCAR is coming back.
NASCAR is coming back. Oh, and other baseball news. I just got this breaking news. Trevor Bauer, the Cy Young winner, is going to play for the champs.
The L.A. Dodgers.
He's going. You're about to say the L.A. Dodgers? So wait, he's getting traded to the Dodgers?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. So him and he's got Mookie on his team. Oh, my God, Mookie. I used to make fun of Mookie all the time when I was at Yankee Stadium.
He was a great Red Sox.
I used to yell, "Hey, Mookie!" Just to distract him. Mookie, Mookie, Mookie!
Oh, speaking of New York City, guess where I'm going on Tuesday?
New York City.
Yes, sir. And then Wednesday, I'm going to American Dream. I'm going to let Tiny know about that. And then on Wednesday, I'll be at the American Dream.
Let me guess. You're going to the water park.
No, I'm going to the ski-doo. I'm going to the fucking skiing.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. You lucky bastard.
I wanted to break the news here on one of the next podcasts.
Oh, wow.
So, breaking news, I'll be in New York City on Tuesday, and I'm going to the American Dream Mall on fucking Saturday.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Wow. I'm going to the American Dream Mall on Wednesday, and I'm going to New York City on Tuesday.
What are you doing in New York City? Everything's closed, Mark.
Well, just go walk around.
So you just go aimlessly walk around New York City?
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. Well, make sure you let Tiny know, because I think he's not far from the hood there.
Honestly, I was going to hit him up. I'm going with my friend Mark, obviously.
I know Mark.
I know you do. Mm. I was going to hit him up. I'm going to hit up Water just to see what he's up to.
Water?
If not, wow.
Wow, if you said not, water.
If not,
yes.
Then I'm going to, next time I do this, I'm going to plan it better.
There you go.
This is all like a last minute thing.
Hey, Mark, also, if you ever get the chance to go back to American Dream, check out the DreamWorks Water Park. It is amazing.
Really?
Oh yes, I highly recommend it. I went.
Hey,
there.
does the water park have like a smoking section? Like, you can go outside and have a cigarette? Or no?
Unfortunately, once you're in, you're in.
Oh, that's gay.
Yeah, and the same with everything in American Dream. So let's say if you were a Nickelodeon, once you're in, you can't get out.
Oh, this means I have to fucking.
And you know what? You know what pisses me off even further? American Dream, if you're listening, please fix this rule. because every other park in America does it, where you can leave the park and then come back in. So they have one little food concession stand, and that's it. And it's only got little, like, hot dogs and pizza. And let me tell you, the food there tastes like shit. So if you are listening, American Dream, to this podcast, please change your ways, because it really is inappropriate of how you're charging an arm and a leg for people to attend your parks. And it's really pissing me off that you don't allow people to leave and come back.
Like, I totally agree.
Because, like, listen, Six Flags does it. Thorny does it. American Dream, get on your high horse and do something. Because that's bullshit. I mean, Mark, like, do you know any other theme park that does something like that?
No.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So, let's see. So, yeah, I'm hoping to get back in the bars and spin again, Mark, because if I could go at 150 capacity, I think I should be okay, but I'm not too sure if it's too soon, you know?
See, before you even DJ in bars, I would like to hang out with you.
You would?
Yeah, obviously.
Well, don't forget, Mark, I'm also a college guy now.
I know you are. It doesn't mean you can't hang out with friends.
That is true. That is true, Mark. That is very true.
Come on, you're going to be a college guy and you'll still be DJing. So, yeah, I don't want to hear it.
You are not wrong about that. You are not
Excuses!
Wrong
about that.
Excuses! Well, I mean, Mark, I would invite you up here. You're more than welcome to come up here, but you'll be meeting some new people. So, it's been a long time. And you know what? I would have to ask the person if you would, if you can come over and hang and crash. I'm sure the person will be gladly accept, you know, as long as you don't mind a comfy couch.
You let me know when you want to plan this, and we're doing it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me.
If you and said person ever want to, actually, if y'all want to scoop me that day or whatever, I will gladly give gas money or buy food.
Also, Tiny, I'll buy lunch. Tiny can scoop you, too, because Tiny now has wheels.
I know, but I don't know if he's ready to drive down to here yet.
He's ready. I think he's ready. I feel he's confident.
So I can look at my schedule, find days that could work. Would it be during a week or a weekend? Would you want to plan?
Probably more of a weekend, Mark.
Okay, I can do that.
I don't know. We got to see, because I don't know who knows where this virus is taking people. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you have it, but. You almost did. You have no. Somebody you know had it.
Somebody I know had it
that you lived with. I'm not gonna say who, but yeah, you know, that's still a little like because it was lingering in your home, dude. But I'm sure that person is well better now. And
yeah, very better.
You know, kudos to that person, because seriously, that I'm hearing from a lot of people, and including Michael Strahan, who has COVID-19, that it is the crappiest thing, because you feel like the flu and it's 10 times worse. Ugh. Screw that. Unbelievable. But yeah, I'm as soon as the vaccine's ready, Mark, I'm there. I am there in the flesh. So yeah, you've been playing what's that game you play?
Rocket League or Call of Duty?
You've been playing Rocket League, and I have Call of Duty. I've just been avoiding it, because I've been playing Hitman more and getting the hang of it. Yeah, see, I'm into more like James Bond type of games.
Oh, come on, Rob. Whatever happened to 1v1 me, Mark, in Cold War? I definitely kick your ass.
Oh, I can. You just haven't accepted my challenge.
I've accepted it when I told you I had the game.
Mm-hmm. I'll even kick your ass in Mortal Kombat.
I don't have Mortal Kombat, and I don't think that's cross-platformed.
I believe it is. Mortal Kombat 11 is cross-platformed. And it's a cheaper price, all Mark.
Right. All right, well, maybe I might get it, Rob.
You should. So,
Rob.
Yes?
Do you have a Discord?
Do I have what?
A Discord, because I have a Discord chat now. You gladly join.
What the hell is Discord, Mark? Please fill us all in.
Discord is an app to chat on that a lot of gamers use.
But I thought Twitch was the culprit.
an app that gamers use to talk with, like chat with other people.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. I gotcha.
Instead of giving out like your entire Snapchat and Facebook, you might as well just, here's something you can add and now y'all talk.
You know, I feel so bad for my Nintendo Switch, Mark, because I've been neglecting it because I haven't taken it out. It's been sitting in the backpack, the Nintendo Switch backpack that I have. Yeah. I feel so bad for my Switch. I bought it and it just collects dust in this backpack.
Damn.
Yeah. But in other news, I bought these cool things at Walmart, Mark. You should really look into it if you have a Walmart near you.
I have two Walmarts near me.
There you go. So this blanket, there's this blanket, and I'm laying on it right now. It's a comfortable thing. It's game controllers, and guess what? And it glows in the dark, dude.
Wow, I want a glow-in-the-dark blanket. That's awesome.
And also the pillow.
Just kidding.
And there's a pillow that comes with it, too. It says game over, and it's an old, like, controller.
Did you just say it comes with a pillow?
No, there's
it has a pillow, too.
No, you got to buy the pillow separately.
No, the way you said pillow, you're like, pillow.
Pillow! Jeez, somebody needs
it's
to clean...
It's a nice pillow.
Somebody needs to clean the wax out of his ears.
I have no wax in my ears. I probably do, but...
Oh, we're not talking about your earwax.
Everybody has earwax.
So, Mark, get into movies. So, Halloween is coming out in October. I cannot wait. Let's see. The prequel to The Sopranos is coming out in September. I'm upset at myself because I haven't seen Wonder Woman.
I haven't either.
Yeah. I've been slacking on my movies, Mark. I can't. I it's really like,
Well, Rob, maybe in between schoolwork, you'd start watching movies. Speaking of schoolwork, how you been doing in school? How's that going?
Well, my first week went with a breeze because, like, what was it? Yesterday? No. Let's see. Yesterday was Thursday. So Wednesday, I got everything done. I started school on Monday. I got everything done by Wednesday. Yeah, it was a breeze.
Wow.
Yeah, and kudos to the two people that helped me out. You know who you are. Thank you. Not help me cheat or anything, just help me out because, you know, being a sped.
Oh, I'm a sped too, don't worry.
See, Mark? So me being a sped, I just, you know, there's a lot of shit that I just don't understand.
Now, Rob.
Yes.
My question to ask you was.
Yes.
Oh, I just fucking forgot already.
You know, Mark, you could actually go to this college.
I know, I thought about it.
Yeah, because this is right up your alley.
I noticed.
Yeah, because you can go into the gaming lab, Mark, and you can actually create a video game of your own.
There's a gaming lab. There's a studio. I believe WWE.
Yes.
Still does shit at the Full Sail University.
And Full Sail actually found me because I must have filled some shit out while I was at Warped Tour because Full Sail was at Warped Tour.
You're right. Full Sail stage.
Yeah, and thanks to Warped Tour. I'm a Full Sail student. Thank you, Warped Tour.
That's awesome.
And, dude, come on. Like, I can see you designing a video game or a character, and then I can see you making millions, Mark.
I would love to. I wish I was artistic.
So what do you think, Mark? Do you think you might consider Full Sail?
I might consider it.
There you go.
I'm not sure yet, but I might consider it.
Because, Mark, no offense or anything, I just don't see you working where you are forever.
No, I know.
I was in the same boat as you, Mark, because, seriously, not to bring up a sad story, because, you know, as we get older and older, you know, it's eventually going to be time for us to move on our own.
But you know what?
Yes.
If I could become a supervisor... or something like that. This isn't a bad job. I like it. I get paid well enough. So I'm not going to complain about it right now.
Yeah, but Mark, here's the deal. My degree, I'm done in 2 years, and then I can land a job and have my bachelor's. Fucking years, Mark. That's it.
I think I'd rather go, like, if I was able to, I would still love to be on campus because me doing... I barely got through high school. I hated schoolwork. I hated any tests. I hated everything.
Mark, I'm the same way as you. I don't like taking tests myself, and I hate everything. Mark, we are so much alike. It's not even funny. Come on. We have the same fucking birthday, dude.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And, you know, and I have a similarity with you. So, I mean, you know, it's pretty much where, you know, you and I are like pretty much almost the same person. I think we were separated at birth, Mark. That's the only thing.
We could have been separated at birth.
I think so. I think so. I think you went one way and I went the other way. And, you know, it just happens.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. You know what? We can also thank our good friend, or my good friend, Dollar Tree, for introducing us.
Oh, too. Good old Dollar Tree. How the hell is Dollar Tree doing?
He's been doing good. He's still a manager at Dollar Tree. He's now manager
Dollar Tree. Just go on the shore and see Dollar Tree.
Honestly, it's been, I haven't seen him in a few months, so I kind of
you really should consider seeing Dollar Tree, because, you know, I've been questioning about Dollar Tree, because, like, I see Dollar Tree's posts and I hear, like, I don't know.
On Monday, I'm seeing one of my best friends. He came up to Jersey for a few days for his birthday, and I get
Is that the Swedish guy that I like?
No, it's my best friend from Tennessee.
I miss the Swedish guy. He was like our own little Greg T. the frat boy, in a way, at Warp Tour. He was, because he would do anything we asked of him. what's the Swedish guy's name?
Joakim,
big shout out to you, pal. Seriously. I miss you, buddy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So, Mr. Mark, it is time to wrap up this episode.
Is it really?
It is time. I feel like we've been talking forever, but we haven't.
No, we've been talking for about a half hour.
Pretty much. And let me know when Finding Emo's episode 3 will be releasing.
I'm not sure when episode 3 will be releasing. Depending on when my friend shows up, maybe I can do it. Maybe I can do a quick episode.
Well, the thing is, if I'm in, I'm in, because I'm DJing a private event virtually. So, yeah, it's a little small school event. I got to DJ privately, so I can't say what it is because it is private. So, you know, that's that. But
now, is this virtual DJing?
It is virtual DJing. I do it on the net and all that stuff.
Are you going to pay for it? Yeah. Oh, shit. That's actually pretty dope. Go me. Okay.
Go me.
Episode 3 of Finding Emo will probably be maybe next week. Maybe. We could probably do an episode while I'm in New York.
Well, why don't we do it while you're in New York, Mark?
We could.
There's a lot we can do.
And we'll be able to talk about our predictions of the Super Bowl. Well,
by the time episode 3 comes out of Finding Emo, the Super Bowl will be long gone. So here's my prediction. I'm going to give the score of 20 to Tampa Bay Bucks. And I'm going to give the score about 10 to Kansas City.
I'm not sure who's going to win. I'm not sure who's going to win the Super Bowl, but it's either going to be, these are two scenarios. It's either going to be Kansas City wins by 3 points, or Tampa Bay wins by 14.
Well, we shall see. And you know what? We can discuss on this podcast next episode. And we can discuss it also on Finding Emo. And you know I'm going to be like, you know.
Yeah, I know. But hey, we're not betting money on the line. We're not making any bets.
No. No, we're not.
Okay, she's going in the chat. What? All right. Mark's wondering when she's coming.
He's looking with his binoculars out the window.
No,
Mark,
no,
that's so 1930s of you, Mark.
I'm trying to figure out whether or not I can do an episode or not of Finding Emo. But let's wait till next week.
I want you to watch the Super Bowl, and then you know I'm going to be texting you throughout the Super Bowl.
I know.
Well, as always,
let's. Let's wait till next week because a lot can change in news. A lot can change outside. A lot can change anywhere, actually.
Oh, absolutely. In a heartbeat.
So,
absolutely.
Let's, we'll do episode 3 of Finding Nemo on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And depending on what you're doing Tuesday night, depending on what I'm doing, or maybe even Wednesday night now, Tuesday night, if you want, or wait till I come home, we can do another episode of the One in the Mix
absolutely,
podcast.
Absolutely, Mark. Absolutely.
And if not, even if we just do Finding Nemo, hey, we still got a podcast
absolutely,
in.
My brother. All right. Well, this.
As long as we keep this up every other week or every week or however we want to do this, at least we're still doing it.
Absolutely, dude. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Why not? Why not?
Oh, hell yeah. We're on a pretty good streak right now. Buddy. It's only been a week or a few days. It's only been time between each episode, we're good.
Well, Mark, it's always been a pleasure. This wraps up episode 3 of the One in the Mix podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. Mark, thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Always a pleasure having you as my co-host and my friend and everything else, all of the above.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Until next time, guys, see you later.
Have a great day, y'all. Stay